United Cajun Navy joins search for missing Tennessee teen Sebastian Rogers after Riley Strain's body found. By Olivia Rondo on March 23, 2024. The United Cajun Navy, UCN, is stepping in to help search for missing 15-year-old Sebastian Rogers, who seemingly vanished from his Sumner County, Tennessee, home in February. Rogers, described as 5 feet, 5 inches tall, 120 pounds with dirty blonde hair, was reported missing on February 26, according to WKRN. The UCN is a nonprofit organization that leads search and rescue teams during natural disasters and donates holiday meals, toys, medical supplies, generators, and much more at no cost to those who need them. The volunteer group recently aided in the search for 22-year-old Riley Strain, whose body was found in the Cumberland River on Friday after a 2-week search following a fateful night out in Nashville. On Saturday, the Louisiana-based organization announced on Facebook that it had been asked to redirect assets from the Riley Strain search to help bring Sebastian home. "This morning we deployed a search team with K-9 to Sumner County, Tennessee to assist the family of 15-year-old Sebastian Rogers. He has been missing for 5 weeks and we have been asked to redirect assets from the hashtag Riley Strain search to help bring Sebastian home. Please contact us with any tips and, as always, please pray for Sebastian's family and our volunteers." In an interview with the local station, Sebastian's father said he is not going to give up hope. "I've been all around Nashville. I've been passing out flyers. It's time to start branching out farther. I just want to find my son," Sap Rogers said. "I'm not going to give up hope." Sebastian, who is autistic, has been described by his mother as very smart and not a mischievous child by any means, The Independent reports. Several agencies have already been aiding in the search for the teen, including the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, TBI, Tennessee Highway Patrol, Nashville Fire Department, City of Hendersonville's First Responders, Sumner County Sheriff's Office, and Shackle Island Volunteer Fire. "We have not forgotten about Sebastian. Much of the work currently being done to bring Sebastian home may not necessarily be public or visible," the TBI announced.